Daddy rapes me. Don't be silly. Why wouldn't he rape me? I'm Daddy's darling little rape toy, you know. It's my job to milk his cock off whenever he needs it milked. Mm-hmm. You're right, mister. I just turned 10. Daddy's always said he likes to bust young cunt. I guess he's been raping me since I was 6? That's when Mommy died, you know. See, most daddies have a mommy to rape when they need to get their cock off. But after our mommy went away, Daddy had to start using me instead. It makes me feel special. Of course, the first time he used my cunt, he messed me up real bad inside. His dick goes pretty deep inside me, you know. He can fuck me all the way to my womb. That's where babies come from. Sometimes when Daddy comes in my womb, I like to think he'll get me pregnant. I would love to be pregnant with Daddy's baby. But he says that after the way he's fucked my womb so many times, I'm probably broken on the inside forever. That kind of makes me sad. But I don't think I'd trade the feeling of Daddy's cock spurting in my very deepest parts for anything. It's so warm and gooey, and it makes my head all dizzy. Well, anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. The first time Daddy raped me, it hurt pretty bad. I cried and told him to stop. I actually told him that I didn't want him to fuck me. That was a pretty selfish thing of me to do. I still feel guilty about it. Lucky for me, Daddy forgave me. Well, after punishing me, of course. Well, Daddy punishes me a lot, so it's hard to remember. These days, the punishments aren't so bad. He usually just does them so I don't forget that I'm his personal cunt. Like, he'll make me eat out of a doggy bowl, or sleep in the backyard when it's cold outside or something. But back then, when I would keep saying how I didn't want him to rape me, his punishments were a lot more serious. I remember how he would tie me down to this thing called a sibian. A sibian is like a cock that never stops fucking you until you take it out. Daddy would leave me tied down to the sibian for days and days without feeding me or anything. I'd pee myself and go unconscious and cry, but he would never turn it off. After a few weeks of doing that, Daddy's cock wasn't so bad. In fact, I started to really like the way he would bury it deep inside me and blow his cum loads. Sometimes when he comes inside, he likes to hit me too. He hits me real, real hard. I love being Daddy's cum rag. Oh, he does lots of other things too. He made me memorize his little speech for starters. You know, to remember my place in life. I say it every night before I go to bed. Of course I still remember how it goes. I just said it last night, dummy. It's sort of like a prayer. You just fold your hands and close your eyes and say, I am a worthless fucking piggy cunt. My holes belong to Daddy and no one else. My piggy pussy belongs to my daddy. My greedy cum-slurping cunt mouth belongs to my daddy. My little lowly asshole belongs to my daddy. I am a stupid fucking cunt who loves it when her daddy rapes her. My only purpose in life is worshipping my daddy's big, hard cock. I exist to service his cock day and night. I love my daddy's cock and everything that comes out of it. I love it when Daddy plants his smelly seed in my tiny pussy or my ass. I love it when he pisses down my throat. I love to lick and suck and smell Daddy's balls. I love to suckle on Daddy's ass. I am Daddy's mind-broken little toilet whore. Amen. Just like that. What do you think? Mister? Are you still listening? You seem a little confused. Are you horny too, mister? You can rape me if you want. No, really, it's no big deal. Daddy's friends rape me all the time. That makes me feel extra special. All those guys have little cunts of their own back home, but never taught them how to worship a cock. I'm the only daughter in town who knows how important cock worship is. I'm so lucky I had a smart man like Daddy to teach me my purpose in life. Sometimes, Daddy's friends like to molest me in big groups. They call that a gangbang. I feel so small, with all those big, strong men pinning me in between them and filling me with dick. They come so much that sometimes I think I'll smell like cum forever. Well, I probably do smell like cum. Do I, mister? Do I smell like cum to you? I like Daddy's friends, though. He sure has a lot of them. Sometimes Daddy likes to leave me in the bathroom of a porno theater, tied up in one of the stalls. That's one of the ways he makes new friends. He just leaves a sign around my neck that says, "Rape me," in big block letters. I made the sign myself with crayons and construction paper. And sometimes when Daddy's friends can't rate me properly, they save their cum loads in condoms so Daddy can pour them all over me or have me drink them up. I love drinking cum. It's the best. Yeah, mister. You can rape any hole you want. Make sure to cum lots inside me, okay? I love getting raped full of hot cum. Mister, you have such a nice dick. It smells so good, mister. I could sit here smelling your cock all day long. Do you mind if I smear your pre-cum on my face? Thank you, mister. I want to smell like your cock forever. Mister, can you nut in my throat today? This little whore wants your cum in her belly. I don't have a gag reflex, you know. My throat is really just like another cunt. Oh, mister, thank you for coming inside of me. It's so sticky and nasty. Please rape me again. I'm just Daddy's little fucking rape toy after all.